Welcome to part four of our Real Audio Reality Creating Series. Energy is our current topic. Without energy, you would not exist. Without energy, the universe would not exist. Energy binds the universe and consciousness together. It is the fabric upon which your essence is built. Now, because energy is the core of the universe, it also is the core of your reality creating power. The formula is really quite simple. The more energy you possess, the more control you have over your reality. When you reality create, you are shifting energy from one place to another. That place is from you and into whatever it is you want to create. So, reality creating is as much about focus and desire as it is about stockpiling energy in and around you. You are an energy hotspot in the universe. It is your job to move energy into the rest of the universe, thereby maintaining balance and energy circulation from one form to another. Like reality creating, acquiring more energy is another process in itself, a process that is part of learning how to become a master at reality creating. So, as you get the mental practices of reality creating under your belt, you can also work on building up that internal power supply of yours. To do this, I have some exercises, tricks, and techniques. One of the most oldest ways to increase your energy supply is through meditation. Meditation helps quiet your mind and link you up more closely with the universal power source. Call that source whatever you will. It exists and waits there for you to tune into it and tap its vast power bank. If you want to take meditation to the next level, add quartz crystals for crystal meditation. The quartz acts like an energy amplifier. As you tune into the universal energy supply, so do they, except the crystals are able to amplify that energy and increase the concentration of it around you. Another way to increase your energy is with some form of chakra exercise, like the middle pillar exercise or the white light exercise. Both of those are on the website, by the way. These exercises take only a few minutes to complete, and they too will pull in energy from the universal energy source. With the MPE or the WLE, I suggest doing one of them three times a day for 2 weeks, and then once or twice a day thereafter. Yet another way to increase your energy is with a physical exercise program. In fact, I would suggest this routine to complement some other form of energy exercise. Physical exercise circulates physical and etheric energy so it does not stagnate. It keeps your energy even throughout your energy body. What good is a battery if half of the power is on one side of the plates? Not much. You usually throw these batteries away as they are useless. Well, your energy field is the same. Energy will gather in various places in and around your body, and in others there will be an energy shortage, and in some there'll be more. Some form of light physical exercise will move that energy around and make sure all your plates are charged with equal amounts of energy. I would suggest one 10 or 20 minute physical routine every day or every other day. How about prayer is another way to get energy? Prayer is another way to tune into the universal energy source. It is a very ancient way and perhaps one of the first ways mankind learned to tune into energies that were beyond his normal range. I won't go about telling you how to do this. Use whatever form of prayer you want. Just make sure it is regular. Being regular with any or all of these methods is a good point. It will do you no good to do any of these for a week or two and stop. They only become effective when done on a regular basis over a period of time. We as humans are very resilient to change. We learn how to do things slowly, and then once we pass a certain point, these things become cemented into our psyche. Up till that point, the effects and benefits of what we are doing are transitory. Dieting is a very good example here. How many times have people gone on diets only to find that after 6 months or a year they are back to their old weight? It is not that the diet was not effective. Rather, the diet was not long enough for the bodily changes to become permanent. Your spirituality and your energy gathering are the same. If you want it to be permanent, you will have to become regular with any or all of these energy exercises. In time, perhaps a year or two, the energy will start to become a permanent part of your body, mind, and spirit systems. As a supplement to this week's installment, I've gathered some energy tricks and tips for you to use in your quest to become an energy wizard. Pick one, two, or all of these, but the idea is to use something on a regular basis to help raise your energy level. The higher the energy you have, the more easily and quickly you can affect changes in your reality. Try it and see. Do try to read Crystal Meditation, the Middle Pillar Exercise, the White Light Exercise, and Stretching for Stress Reduction and Energy Balance. The next installment will cover some physical techniques and ways that you can manifest your reality. You create your reality from two sides of a reality coin. The physical side is the most familiar, so we will start with that. Till next time.